Chapter 13. Against the Prophets of Peace. Thus the word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel, prophesy. Say to those who prophesy their own thought, hear the word of the Lord. You did not step into the breach, nor did you build a wall about the house of Israel that would stand firm against attack on the day of the Lord. Was not the vision you saw false, and your divination lying? Therefore thus says the Lord God, because you have spoken falsehood, and have seen lying visions, therefore see, I am coming at you, says the Lord God. For the very reason that they led my people astray, saying, peace, when there was no peace, and that, as one built a wall, they would cover it with whitewash, say then to the whitewashers, I will bring down a flooding rain, hailstones shall fall, and a storm wind shall break out. And when the wall has fallen, will you not be asked, where is the whitewash you spread on? Therefore, thus says the Lord God, in my fury I will let loose storm winds. Because of my anger, there shall be a flooding rain, and hailstones shall fall with destructive wrath. I will tear down the wall that you have whitewashed, and level it to the ground, laying bare its foundations. When it falls, you shall be crushed beneath it. Thus you shall know that I am the Lord. When I have spent my fury on the wall and its whitewashers, I tell you, there shall be no wall, nor shall there be whitewashers. Those prophets of Israel who prophesied to Jerusalem and saw for it visions of peace when there was no peace, says the Lord God. Against false prophets in Chaldea. Thus says the Lord God, woe to those prophets who are fools, who follow their own spirit and have seen no vision. Like foxes among ruins are your prophets, O Israel. Their visions are false, and their divination lying. They say, thus says the Lord, though the Lord did not send them. Then they wait for him to fulfill their word. But I will stretch out my hand against the prophets who have false visions and who foretell lies. They shall not belong to the community of my people, nor be recorded in the register of the house of Israel, nor enter the land of Israel. Thus you shall know that I am the Lord. Against false prophetesses. Now, son of man, turn toward the daughters of your people, who prophesy their own thoughts. Against these prophesy. Thus says the Lord God, because you have disheartened the upright man with lies, when I did not wish him grieved, and have encouraged the wicked man not to turn from his evil conduct and save his life, therefore you shall no longer see false visions and practice divination, but I will rescue my people from your power. Thus you shall know that I am the Lord. Against sorceresses. Woe to those who sew bands for everyone's wrists and make veils for every size of head so as to entrap their owners. Do you think to entrap the lives of my people, yet keep yourselves alive? You dishonor me before my people with handfuls of barley and crumbs of bread, killing those who should not die, and keeping alive those who should not live, lying to my people who willingly hear lies. Therefore thus says the Lord God, see, I am coming at those bands of yours in which you entrap men's lives. I will tear them from their arms, and set free those you have caught. I will tear off your veils, and rescue my people from your power, so that they shall no longer be prey to your hands. Thus you shall know that I am the Lord.